It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
My radio listeners, this is Dr. Ty Dixon. Welcome to the broadcast once again. We're going into a very exciting series, and it is called True Power and Authority. Look at yourself and say it's time to learn about true power and authority. And don't you miss it. Grab your pen, grab your papers. Your life will never be the same. Let's go right into the message. Bless and do not curse. My God, we can stop there and preach another 30 minutes, but I don't have 30 minutes to go into it. Bless those who persecute you. I don't know how many people that you see from day to day that are angry and bitter and upset because somebody persecuted you, somebody talked about you, somebody criticized you, and you're still somewhere holding on to that wound, trying to prove to people that you are better than what they think you are, and you have more than what they said you had, trying to work your way out of it. But the Bible says the way you come out of that is you bless those who persecute you. You don't have to prove nothing to them. Just bless them. Just pray for them. And just do the right thing towards them. And do not curse. Oh my Lord, we could stop right there. Romans, let's go to another Romans 12 and 20. Are you still with me? And it says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, woo, boys, put your hands in the air and say, Lord, forgive me right now. Or we can all stand some more of this refining word, can't we? If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Oh, Lord, Jesus told us what? To feed the hungry. And sometimes we get caught up in our flesh. Look at somebody say, it's just caught up in your flesh. And we want to decide who to feed and who not to feed and who deserves and who this and who that. And if they had a job, they wouldn't be out there begging and all this other craziness we come up with. But the Bible says, even if your enemy is hungry, feed him. So you know, if the enemy deserves to be fed, definitely the one who made a lot of life-changing or lifestyle mistakes and ended up in a bad place. He said, feed the hungry. We try to analyze how they got hungry instead of just commanding, following the scripture and say, feed them. Just feed them. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. If you do it out of love and not hatred, bitterness, and strife. Have you ever had somebody give you something to eat and they didn't really want you to have it and kind of throw it at you? Say, here, I'm tired of feeding you. Oh man, that food don't even taste good, do it. But if you do it in love, and if you do it because you really are walking in the Spirit of God, those people that you're feeding, especially if you're doing it to your enemy. Oh, your enemy, God will deal with them if you can walk in love, if I can walk in love, if we could walk in love. Feed your enemies. Do good. Let's go into 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. Turn the page. Let's get there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. Put your seatbelts on because we're getting ready to get up out of here, believe it or not. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Oh my God, have you ever seen people in a boxing match? They doing wrong for wrong. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. You slander me, I'm going to slander you. You steal my money, I'm going to wait till the time where I can shut you down. Wrong for wrong. And the thing is, some people, and unfortunately, we see those days where people feel justified. They did wrong. They raped my sister. They killed my brother. They killed my daughter. I'm going to shoot up everybody. I'm going to shoot up everybody in the family. Everybody in the family, include innocent people. In your wrong for wrong. Well, 1 Thessalonians said in 5:15, make sure that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good, oh my Lord, for each other and for everyone else. Oh, innocent people have been hurt, wounded, just thrown off track because somebody was concerned about the wrong for wrong. They were doing wrong for wrong. And everybody that was attached to you and everybody that was even associated with you was hurt because of your wrong for wrong. But it's not too late to repent. It's not too late to say, Lord, forgive me. I should have left that alone. Some husbands are in jail, in prison, and can't even take care of the families because of wrong for wrong. Some women, some wives right there in jail because they caught somebody with their husband and shot her dead. And now your children don't even have a mother to raise them up. Wrong for wrong. Some churches are all messed up. Wrong for wrong. But if we come together and walk in this scripture, make sure that nobody, come on, let's put a confession of faith on this. Make sure that I pay back, that I don't pay back wrong for wrong. But that I, look at you, put your name in there, put yourself in there. I put Tyrenda in there. But Tyrenda always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. You see, when we grow into a level of accountability, when we grow into a letter of authority, a true authority and power, there's something that should be on the inside of us, that whatever decision I make, is it for the good of everybody? Or is it my turn? Wrong for wrong. Look at somebody and say, I'm not going to do wrong for wrong. I'm going to consider others in my decisions. Oh, my Lord. Somebody got delivered right there. So let's end this up. We're wrapping it up. The true power and authority. But do you want your inheritance? Do you want to walk in the fullness of what God has called you to do? Do you want to walk in the fullness? Do you? There are some people, I'm listening, I'm talking to some people right now, right there. You're supposed to have more than you have right now. You know you do. You wake up every morning and you say, I'm supposed to be doing better than this. And that is a blessing because some people are supposed to be doing better and they don't realize it. But I'm talking to people who realize I'm not where I should be. I'm not doing what I should be doing. I don't have the resources I need. Don't have the money I need. Don't have the health I need. Don't have the peace I need. I'm not supposed to be here. Oh, is anybody there? Let's look at a scripture and we're going to end it up with this. 1 Peter 3:8-10. Turn your Bible, get your pen, get your paper, even get a highlighter for this one. True power and authority. 1 Peter 3:8-10. We wind it up. And it says, to sum up, all of you, look at somebody say, that includes me. All of you be harmonious. That's mean working in harmony. Sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing. Oh, not returning what? Evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. But giving a blessing what? Instead. Instead of what? Instead of evil for evil or insult for insult. That's the word. Somebody used to say it's tight, but it's right. Now that right there is right on that what? Straight and narrow path that Jesus said what? Few will be able to find it. But somebody's going to go there. Somebody's going to go there. Why? They got heaven on their minds. I hear somebody right now say, I'm going to make it right. I'm going to straighten some stuff out in my life. For you were called for this very purpose, that you might inherit what? A blessing. Mm-hmm. It says you were called to inherit a blessing, but the test that you're in the middle of, the decisions that you got to make right now, is wavering because you got to make a decision of whether or not you're going to return evil for evil or you're going to overcome evil with good, or whether or not you're going to give an insult for an insult or hold your peace and let God fight that battle, or whether or not you're going to what, give a blessing. But it says God has positioned you. I'm talking to somebody. You have just been positioned for a blessing. You have just been positioned for an increase. You have just been in position to get your inheritance, but you must make a decision. Somebody say you must make a decision. And to make that decision to do good, you got to have what? True power and true authority. Put your hands in the air and say, God, empower me that I can do the right thing. It says you were called for this very purpose, that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. If you want to see good days, if you want life, Jesus said, I am the life. If you want life, if you want to love, if you want to walk in true power and authority, you have got, I have got, we have got, as a body, as those that want to become a part of the body of Christ, we got to keep our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking deceit. What is deceit? Deceit, our lips is saying, I know how to love, but I hate somebody. Deceit, you're deceiving yourself. Deceit said, I want every one of my enemies under the bus, and boy, when I get through with this master plan, they gonna show enough be messed up. Deceit, you're deceiving yourself. Deceit, oh, if I dog them around, if I beat them up across the head, if I talk to them harshly, they'll line up. Deceit, that's not the attitude of Christ. Deceit, what's truth? Truth is what? Show love. Truth is what? Love as Christ has commanded you to love, as he did. Truth is what? Forgiving your enemies. Truth is what? Letting go of offense, even covering a fence and offense with a multitude of love. A love covers what? A multitude of sin. Even saying, after you've been offended and somebody's done you wrong, even say, I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want you to feel no ways about them. I'm just going to go on and I'm going to pray for them, and God will do a work. God will do a work. Because what? The whole focus in this whole work is what? Jesus came, what? To seek and save that which was lost. He wants us what? Reconciled back to the Father. It's not God's will that any man should perish. So if you're hating somebody and you want to see somebody perish, know that you're not being used by God. Oh, don't walk in deceit, but walk in the truth. Walk in the truth. True power and authority is shown when you conquer evil with good. Love does indeed conquer all. I want you to always remember, God has your back. Thank you so much for listening to this series. Don't allow Satan to destroy you, but you keep the faith. You keep moving forward. Remember the principles, true power and authority. Jesus gave us a what? A new command. He said, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And also take the word, Luke 23:34. Hide it in your heart. Father, forgive them, my Lord, for they do not know what they are doing. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.